Today, we're speaking to Louise Wallace Richmond, who's running for the position of counselor.
Thank you very much, Louise, for coming into the studio today. Why don't we begin by having you tell us something about yourself?
My name's Louise Wallace Richmond, and I'm running for re-election on Salmon Arm City Council. Something about myself, I used to have a show right here on Voice of the Shuswap called Artscape with Tracy Kutchker from the gallery. Those were delightful, very special memories of my time at the station, and it was an important part of getting to better know my community and learn new things, which I always like to do.
Were you born and raised here?
I was born in Quebec City. My dad was in the Navy, and so we moved around quite a lot. We ended up settling in North Bay in Northern Ontario, and then I went away to university at Ottawa U. Then I followed the big migration of people who were going west in the early 90s, spent some time in Victoria, worked for about 10 years in Vancouver, and then moved to Salmon Arm. And I've been here ever since, so about 23, 24 years now.
So what's kept you here in Salmon Arm?
You know, I was meant to come for a year. I had just finished my master's degree in publishing, and my now husband said, "Well, you should come. We could try and see how it goes." And I thought, "Well, what am I going to do in Salmon Arm?" And so we arrived on the September long weekend, and it was an epic bluebird Shuswap day. And I don't think I was here 2 hours before I thought, "Okay, I'm here for good." It reminds me a great deal of North Bay, where I grew up. Not too big, not too small, top of the hill, bottom of the hill, railroad tracks, beautiful lake. And I really felt as if I found my Western Canadian home away from home. And I'll never forget when I first moved to BC, we drove into Golden late at night and I phoned my friends and I was like, "Oh my goodness, I've made a terrible mistake. I can't see the sky and there aren't any trees and it's cold, and what have I done? I want to come home." And then the next day we drove through Salmon Arm down Tank Hill, that beautiful view overlooking the lake, and I thought, "Oh, wait a minute, this might work." So then lo and behold, 10 years later, I was back. So I got married here, had my kids here, bought a home here, started my business here. I mean, Salmon Arm has taught me so many lessons. I've lived in 4 provinces and 7 cities, and frankly, this is my favorite most of all place to have ever called home.
Do you have other kinds of things that you've been doing since you've been here?
Yeah, I started a marketing and communication business when I moved here because, like many people who moved to the Shuswap, in fact, you come because you want to live here and then you have to figure out what you're going to do for a living. And I had a lot of support from the business community, Community Futures, the chamber. You know, I really felt at ease connecting with folks, managed to get a few contracts, opened an office. So I was very busy with that. And then, of course, being a parent of kids, that always keeps you busy. But in terms of other things that I do, I live in Canoe. I love my neighborhood. I love to walk in the Park Hill trails. I love learning all about different kinds of food. I'm big into design, especially mid-century modern furniture. I just have a lot of I'm very curious about life, and I can keep myself busy, and I'm happy to do it here.
Well, on that note, what is it that you like most about Shuswap?
I think there's a feeling here where we're not so big that we don't care, and we're not so small that we don't know. So it's kind of that magic in-between state. There are things that happen in Salmon Arm that simply couldn't happen anywhere else because it's small and it's connected. And I marvel, like hardly a week goes by that I don't marvel and think, "Wow, I can't believe this is happening in Salmon Arm." The other thing I would say, which I've always found interesting, I moved here sort of early 30s, I guess, having spent 10 years in the city, you know, lots of nightlife and places to go and things to do. And the other thing I love about the Shoe Shop, and especially Sam and Arm, is I guess you would say we party with a purpose, you know? So if you have a big night out in the city, it's probably in a private, fancy, whatever, restaurant or hotel. If you have a big night out in Salmon Arm, it's because you're raising money for the community. And so it's just like this perpetual motion of when we get together, we do better. And people love it. I mean, if you ask anybody what's the biggest ticket in Salmon Arm, they'll say it's Dancing with the Stars, or it's the Trail Alliance fundraiser, or it's the Rotary Wine Fest. Like we're very purposeful in how we interact. And I just find that really inspiring.
Well, turning that last question around, is there anything you don't like about living in the Shoe Swap?
If there anything I don't like? Well, I mean, we have to be realistic. You know, there are things that could be better. I think that we, as a community, we've been slowly changing over time. I would respectfully suggest we're becoming more progressive, more inclusive, more diverse. And as we move through those strategies, I think sometimes we show moments where tolerance is tested, and not necessarily in a civic or polite way, which I find disappointing. But then it is my reminder, say, if we get a nasty letter at the city, or there's something in the paper, or, you know, maybe perhaps even a nasty comment on Facebook, I think, well, then clearly we still have work to do. And so I try to focus on how can we make this better.
What do you feel is your most important personal attribute and values?
I would say a couple of things. First of all, I'm very practical and I'm very curious. So I have yet to meet a question I don't want to try and figure out what the answer is. And I think there's a humility that comes from that curiosity that allows me to be open to new ideas, new ways of doing things, you know, finding the smartest, fastest, most efficient decision to achieve the outcome. So I'm very focused on what outcome do we seek. I'm not very big into drama. I just like to look for the map, follow it, and get to the destination.
In line with that, who are some persons you particularly respect in this community?
There's so many to pick from. I mean, this town is stuffed full of talent. There are business owners in the industrial park who are changing the way business is done on a global level, not just on a local or regional or provincial or even national level. That takes guts. That takes commitment. I admire them greatly. There are people working in the not-for-profit sector, the social services sector. They're dedicated. They know what they're talking about. They fight every day of every week to protect our most vulnerable. Those folks have taught me so much. It's really been humbling, especially during COVID, to watch their level of commitment, and they've literally moved mountains to keep people safer. So I greatly admire that. Then I think about things like the Trail Alliance. I think about things, you know, that was an idea, and look at it now, 600 kilometers of trails. I think about things like the Innovation Center. That was an idea. And look at it now. I think about things like Zest Food Hub, again, just a germ of an idea. So this notion that there's the community capacity here to take an idea, to put the team together, and then to go and basically fight like H-E double hockey stick to get it done. and it happens, you know. I'm a big fan of the council that I've worked with, of course. We have, over this 4 years, which was at times very challenging and frankly quite daunting, come to a way of working together where we respect each other without always agreeing. And I think that's allowed us to really kind of peel the onion to get down to the core of the outcome that we're working on together. And I know listeners might say, well, of course she's going to say that because she wants her friends to get reelected. And yes, of course I do. But that's not really what I'm saying. What I'm saying is in some municipalities and some regional districts, that natural teamwork does not exist. And so decision making gets all hooked up in, rather than in problems that need to be solved, in personalities that can't find a way forward. And I think having been on city council now, you know, there are other municipalities that don't work as, that aren't as integrated as this one. We have great partnerships. We're very well respected at the province. In fact, we were just at the Union of BC Municipalities, and even members of staff would say, I wish it was like this with everyone. Right. So that's a gift to me. That I'm not saying that to like trash talk other councils, but I realize that this is a very special dynamic and it's highly functional too. I mean, in the last 4 years, we've had historic investments from the province. I, for a while, thought that the Shuswap would sometimes get overlooked for things because it's thought of as a holiday community and maybe doesn't have the same needs as other communities. But clearly we do have the same needs, the same housing needs, the same healthcare needs, the same emergency services needs. And by working together, not in a, hey, give me the thing that I want or else I'm, you know, or else, working in a more of a cooperative attitude. Like I'm quite comfortable saying to a minister, help me help you. We all want the same thing. And when you go into meetings like that, prepared and disarmed, like we need this now and we know you're trying to do a thing and let's work together to achieve a mutual outcome. I mean, it's remarkably simple and we don't have to fight. We all want the same thing.
So Louise, in your opinion, what are the most important issues facing Salmon Arm and the area?
Obviously, I think number one is housing. And it has been a looming crisis. I started seeing it in 2017. Salmon Arm grew about 9.7% over 1 year. And that it's hard to fit 10 pounds in a 5-pound bag, right? And so then we started seeing this housing crisis. So we had to get a jump on it. And I know it seems like 5 years later, but in that 5 years, we've really done a phenomenal amount of work. Like, in fact, in the last term, I think the city, I'm not going to say council did because we don't build the buildings. We work to approve the requests. This development community, these nonprofits have built 550 units of housing and there are 350 more ready to go that are shovel ready. So absolutely trying to stay ahead of the housing issue is challenging. And then, of course, just as we thought maybe we've got this thing under control. COVID hit and then the big mass exodus from the city came, which inflated the prices. So we work in a, like, it's, to be on council, you have to be monitoring what's happening internally, but almost more importantly, you have to be monitoring external factors, economic factors, political factors, legal factors. We are subject to more from what's happening outside than we are to what's happening inside. So it's sort of finding that balance, recognizing the challenge, and then working really hard with partners to come up with a made in Salmon Arm solution. And I've seen a couple of examples where that's worked, and we have more work yet to do. The other thing I think we need to think about is going back to the party with a purpose. This town is run on volunteer power. You know, whether it's a Silverbacks game, whether it's some sort of fundraising dance, whether it's this radio station, whether it's minor hockey, what have you. I think COVID's pulled people maybe into their bubble to the point where they're not quite ready to come out again. But the social connection and the community building you get from volunteering is so critical to the lifeblood of a city that I would like us to work with partners on a formal volunteer bureau so that people could sign up for what they would like to do and organizations could come with their requests for the help that they need and make it like a hub spoke kind of model. I think that would help make the sector come back to its former glory, and also assist the nonprofits who are working their butts off doing all these things. Like just last week, we approved, I think, 6 different events in October. Big ones, Apple Fest, you know, the Loud and Proud concert, a bike race. I mean, orienteering for youth. I mean, it's incredible what nonprofits are willing to do to build a sense of connection. And so we need to support their needs of volunteers and then advocate for the proper funding for them to do the work that they need to do.
On a personal level, what is your main reason for running for office?
I owe Salmon Arm. I got the life that I wanted, the life that I didn't know I was ever going to get. Living in a city, it was very anonymous. I had a good career path, but I didn't feel connected. And as I say, for me, finding Salmon Arm was like finding the North Bay of the West. And in the North Bay of the West, I had a neighborhood. I had people who knew me. Now I have people who know my kids, and my family knows other families, and we're a neighborhood. And I just think that's priceless. And I happen to think this is something I've had to learn how to do it. It's a very steep climb when you first get elected to council. And 4 readings of this and variance that and zoning this. And you kind of feel like you've been hit by your, what is it, drinking out of a fire hose. But I learned it. And you know what? Turns out I think I'm pretty good at it. And I have more to give. And the last 4 years really felt like 2 long years. I have a couple of things I need to finish. One of them was this idea of a volunteer bureau. The second is getting the city future ready for my boys who are voting age now, which is kind of blows me away. You know, one day in the not too distant future, they will be in charge. And so I need to be able to look them in the eye when it's their turn to lead and say, yeah, I did not push that decision down the road for someone else to make. I made it because it needed to be made. And so I'm doing it for Salmon Arm and I'm doing it for them.
What's it like for you to participate in the election campaign?
You know, election campaigns are so important and so interesting. It's like where democracy wheel hits society rubber, you know? And yet it's not necessarily something that comes naturally to everyone. I wouldn't say that it comes naturally to me. I mean, I have trouble asking for change for a dollar. I would rather volunteer than be out shaking hands, but it needs to be done. So it's been a very similar to other elections, and yet it just feels more intense and more serious this time. Like we have so much to do, and we're getting a chance to do it. I just have to keep my head up and stay determined and not let myself get caught up in any kind of drama or uncertainty. I mean, and frankly, I just want to go back to work, right? So if you had a job, I look at council as a job. Some people don't, but I do. If you had a job where you thought, okay, well, I'm hitting all my key performance indicators, you know, I show up all the time, I'm doing my work, and then it had to stop for 6 weeks so that people who don't even necessarily know who you are decide whether or not you're good enough to keep your job. So that for me is a philosophical struggle a little bit, because the truth is I don't know that we know necessarily enough about our city. And I feel like, so for this campaign, rather than focus on if I'm elected, I'll do this, what I really wanted to focus in is on, hey, you guys, did you know, for example, we have 250 kilometers of road. So every time we go out to plow, that's like plowing from here to Calgary because it's both sides, right? Did you know we as in the citizens of Salmon Arm, diverted 1,000 tons, that's a lot of elephants, of waste from the, you know, the dump through composting. Like that's a big deal, you know? Did you know we have 14 fire vehicles to maintain and over 65 volunteer firefighters who will get up in the middle of the night, right? we have a water treatment plant that pumps hundreds of thousands of gallons up the hill, out of the lake, up the hill, throughout this huge community. Like, this is serious business. These facilities need to be maintained. We need to plan for them. We need to protect them as infrastructure, especially in the era of climate devastation. You know, it's the kind of stuff that keeps me up at night. But it's hard to fight for it if people don't necessarily understand it. And so my focus on this campaign is to know your city is to love your city. And I feel confident that if more of us knew the amazing things that happen here, you know, we would, our sense of civic pride, civic responsibility, and appreciation, not for elected officials. You can come at me. I got a thick skin. No problem. I'll even give you my phone number. But, you know, for our civic employees who show up every day, I mean, just at the Top Shop, there's, I think, 80 vehicles to maintain and to keep roadworthy through, you know, snow and sleet and storms. These people work hard. They care about their city. And I would like it. My theory anyways is if we knew more about it, it would be that sense of appreciation and civic pride would come along with that.
Tell our listeners what you'd like to accomplish if you're elected.
Okay, so let's maybe go a little off script here. I know that election campaigns are about what I would do. I would do this. So you're going to hear all the candidates going to say, well, I would do this, and I would do this, and I would do this. The challenge with that is it's not a you're not the king or queen of Salmon Arm if you get elected. You're on a team, right? There's 7 votes. You want something done, you need 4 of them. Right. And so what I want to accomplish, what I would like to see for Salmon Arm in the next 4 years is that we update our official community plan to reflect the kind of community that we have grown into. I think that's really important. But those priorities will be determined by the people who live here. It would be disingenuous of me to say, I think we need to do this, or I think we need to do that. What I want is to build a culture of inclusion, diversity, and respect, get the work done, keep building those happy, productive, respectful relationships with higher levels of government. Because the truth is, the province pays the big bills, right? If we want a new aquatic center, we can't fund that by ourselves. Right. If we want that highway project, that was all provincial money. I mean, it cost us some to reclaim some of the roads that have been moved from the Ministry of Transportation to the city. It did cost us money, but you know, the province, and when we deal with the wastewater treatment plant, that's going to take provincial and federal dollars. When we're fixing critical infrastructure, same thing, province and feds, because say a household pays $100 a year in all their tax, their municipal, their federal, their provincial. The portion that the cities are the closest to the residents and yet collect the least amount of tax. So of that $100, 10 of it would be city dollars, and then 40 of it would be provincial dollars, and then the next 50 is federal dollars. So those dollars are precious. People work hard for them. We need to make sure that we have a solid plan, which we do. It's a strategic plan that's up. It's a living document. It's updated all the time. It's on the city's website. I'll put it on my website. And it lines up the immediate priorities of the city. Infrastructure, road construction, maintenance. You know, these things can't stop just because there's an election going on. The work still needs to get done. And then it has medium-term, 2 to 5 year priorities and 5 to 10 year priorities. Because we also have to remember that the City of Salmon Arm is a functional organization with a $35 million annual budget, almost $250 million in assets and infrastructure. So it needs to keep moving. A city never stops, not even for election.
And now finally, Louise, if you're elected, what do you hope to leave as a legacy when your time in office comes to an end?
Well, my legacy would be coming back to my sons. I want to leave them with a functional city with a great future. And when you think about the future, it changes the way you plan. It changes how brave you are in terms of making decisions that might not be popular or inexpensive. And so that would be the legacy piece, is to, my husband's family has been here since the beginning. This is, my boys are fifth generation Salmon Arm. And so if I were this to be my final term, and it probably would be, because there's other things I could be moving on to at some point, and making room for new, the next generation. You know, I want them to know their mom did everything they could to keep this city as promising and full of potential as it was for me when I got here.
Louise, thank you again for coming in to share your thoughts about being a candidate in the upcoming election.
Well, you're very welcome. And I'm quite happy. I'm always handing out my phone number, 833-5554. Phone me anytime, or you can visit my website at wallacerichmond.ca. The more we talk, the more we know, the more we know, the better we do.
Thank you.